Om Shanti. Welcome to our morning program, and we hope you are enjoying and keep creating the subtlety of silence so that the following session will even take us deeper. We are pleased to look at the topic of being prepared, so victorious. And we have Sister Maureen with us from London. She was introduced the other day already, Baba's old jewel since many, many years, with Baba and the main instrument for the program coordination in the UK. And Maureen Ben will conduct an experiential session, so she will lead us into the experience of inner silence and inner victory, I would say. I personally experience Maureen Ben as very authentic and down to earth, so let's allow her to guide us into that experience. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So yes, it's my privilege to begin this session for the Global Bhatti. And when the first Bhatti happened, the 3 days, then everybody really wanted more. So it's great that this is our second follow-on. And the theme of being ever ready, of course, the overall theme of stability. Baba today, of course, referred to the Bhatti. Baba knew, of course, every Murali is timely. And Baba mentioned 8 hours of remembrance, but the way Baba put it, Baba said, are you doing this service of 8 hours remembrance? And so that reminds me, anyway, that service and remembrance are not two separate things. And I quoted this the other day, Daddy Janki's famous statistic, where she said 99% self-service, 1% service. And then the next day she revised it and said, no, 100% self-service. So when I really am in that state of yoga, service very naturally happens. And in my activity, what is it that I have to do? I have to invoke Baba's presence there so that it's not ordinary activity, it really is serving. And I remember as a very young Brahmin, I was in Tennyson Road in London. I was visiting because I moved to London a little later, and it was afternoon and it was quiet, and I was sweeping the floor in the kitchen, and one sister came in and looked at me and said, even if you're sweeping the floor, someone should have a vision of Baba. And I've never forgotten that sentence she said. So the two go together. And so being ever ready, one is we say, yes, we're ever ready. Baba, whatever service you want me to do, Hanji, I'm there. And I think it's the experience of many of us. When you say yes and you are ever ready for service, Baba absolutely gives you the power to carry out whatever is the task that Baba is putting in front of you. Right? Is that your experience? So yes, in that sense, we can be ever ready. But as I was thinking about this, and of course it's been, I think, the experience of us all over the years, that ever ready really means, am I ever ready in my own mind to be stable, to remain powerful, to remain connected with Baba when challenges come to me, or no matter what? That's really being ever ready. It's not so much about activity. Yes, that's good too, and it has its marks, and it helps me to come closer to Baba. But ultimately we realize more and more that being ever ready is what's happening internally And we all have challenges come to us in so many different ways, whether in the family, whether external situations, whether health, so many things. But am I ever ready at that moment? Is there confusion? Or at that moment, am I calm and stable? Which means that internally, my practice of soul consciousness has been strong enough to keep me stable. And actually, part of that is then to be free from suffering. I learnt this very recently, that you may go through something, but to suffer through something is very different. So you go through something with Baba's help. You can be ever ready. That means ever ready. If you suffer, you're not ever ready. It's penetrated you. It's affected you deeply. So is my practice of soul consciousness strong enough so that I remain stable inside and I can continue to take power from Baba? And am I able to, you know, we had a discussion at one point about what are obstacles, and obstacles, few definitions, but two that were meaningful for me. One, that anything that interferes in my connection with Baba and my ability to continue to accumulate yoga power. And secondly, anything that I cannot let go of. So if I can't let go of something, it's an obstacle for me. I keep thinking and thinking, it shouldn't be like this, that person should do this, etc. We all know those thoughts. So ever ready inside is also being able to let go, to be free. And today in the blessing, Baba put it perfectly, what victory is, what more to say. Baba talked about feelings filled with love, being the embodiment of knowledge, and having attained all the powers. So you do that, victory, of course. Easy? A lifelong pilgrimage. I love it when Baba uses the word pilgrimage. I love that word more than journey. A journey is a nice word, but life is a pilgrimage because it's something sacred. We have a sacred life. We're doing something so sacred with our lives. And so Baba giving us that key to real victory. Our feelings filled with love, so that no matter what negativity comes to us from anyone, my love remains the same. Of course, remember, I always say I'm giving class to myself as well as to... it's a work in progress. Being the embodiment of knowledge, am I using Gyan at every step in my life? And attainment of all powers. When you look at the eight powers, there is no situation that would not be covered by those eight powers, right? Covers everything. And actually the eight powers, although in different ways Baba spoke of them in the Sarkar Murlis, they became clear in the Avyat Murli. So this is our key to victory. So let us spend some time in yoga, in that silent introspection, and I'll share a few thoughts so that we all emerge victorious. So, let me just be quiet inside. And listen to my heart. My deep inner feelings. and what does my heart say? It will be personal. But my heart says, I want to be close. I want to be close to Baba. I wish to fulfill the hopes that Baba has in me. I wish to give the return of all that Baba has given me, invested in me, in so many ways. So let me leave aside any other thoughts or feelings. Let go. Invitation to be unlimited. Something beyond my dreams. And that gratitude pulls me close to Baba. Baba attracts me with his love. Feelings are filled with love. And love and more love. feel the power of Baba's love. I'm accumulating power. The current of love fills the soul with power. This love and power, an unlimited future opens up before me. Anything is possible for I, the soul, to achieve. This is the Sakash, the light and might. That is needed in our world. Baba makes it possible for me to be an unlimited bestower. This is real freedom. This is real victory. To continue to be an instrument peace, divine love. Of wisdom, to spread light, to give hope. In my heart, I stay close in that divine embrace of me. And my Baba,
with Baba's remembrance, I am becoming Master Almighty Authorities. I have total disinterest in the old world and I am detached from my body, bodily relations and possessions. Test paper comes, sickness in the friends and family, natural calamities, accidents, deaths, defamation, criticism, but with Baba's power of facing difficulties and remaining observer of the drama, they are playing their part. When there is criticism and defamation, I listen through one ear, take out through other ear. When somebody dies, I give shakas to the soul. With being observer of drama. I can remain upram. I really need remind myself, I'm Shiv Shakti, combined with Baba. Maya cannot interfere or separate me from Baba. I am protected by Baba. I keep myself busy in churning yarn, spinning the cycle, being Swadarshan Chakradhari. So there is no margin for the waste thoughts, and I become powerful to face difficult situation and remain unshakable, immovable. Baba has already informed us what sort of a taste paper we will have. This is the last birth of this cycle, so we will have to clear our karmic account. And if my body is sick, I feel I'm clearing my karmic account. So with medicine and Baba's remembrance, I go through that taste paper. I'm so lucky Baba has found me, and I can keep myself happy and share happiness with others. Situations will come, but I will pass exam and pass with honors. This is the old world. I know once I leave this body, I'll be in golden age, where everything will be plenty. Nice palace, loving friends and family, aeroplane to move around. Compared to that, the show and pomp of Kali Yuga does not attract me. I came alone, will be going alone. Those my service companions, I love them. My family, I love them. But no attachment at all. They give me cooperation, I give them cooperation. So, as a soul, they are all my brothers, and especially Divine Family is there to help Baba in establishment of the new world. I love solitude. When I'm alone, I remember Baba and it is nice to be friendly with Baba. I move around with Baba. Baba is my everything. Mother, father, friend, beloved, teacher, guru. And his company keeps me elevated and powerful. So we are so lucky that Baba has adopted us and making us worthy for golden age. He has already changed us from Shudra to Brahman, and Brahman we are becoming angels and deities. So Kaliyugi world has so much sorrow. We see the world situation and we give them sakash and being uparam. We are not affected by situation or people. It's a variety drama. Variety actors behaving in a variety way. We remain observer, detached and beyond. So Baba has taught us many yuktis to remain unshakable and immovable. Om Shanti.